live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So the Happier Health app at the moment is the web app version, our first prototype that we developed. And the goal of the app is to implement an emotional side to the symptoms of migraine. So to look and monitor emotions of children and, yeah, being a little bit more playful around that topic.
And Nicola, how do children interact with it?
Yes, so you sign up in our app and then you go through a little storyline, including dragons and some magic. And in the storyline, the children are engaged to keep track of their migraine, to also keep a daily mood diary, and to, in this way, become a bit more aware of their symptoms, but also of their emotional well-being.
And presumably when the children are interacting with it, Nicola, they're using icons and things like that, smiley faces, that sort of thing, to express how they're feeling?
Exactly. We are using a lot of visuals, not only text. We want to have it very engaging, playful and interactive.
So Cornelius, how much of a problem is migraine in children?
A very high number, and very surprisingly high. It's 1 in 10 children who are suffering from migraine, but the diagnosis rate of it is very low. That's why it's well unknown.
And how are you testing it? Are you working with any clinical organizations at this stage?
Yes, we do. We have great partners in London, the National Migraine Center. There we work together with the healthcare professionals, but also from many parts of the world, we have healthcare professionals who support us. So there's Dr. Mark Connelly from the US, or Dr. Paul Martin from Australia. And we have people from Spain or Portugal who we partner with and who help us a lot there.
And Nicola, in terms of taking this data that you gather by it, monitoring how the children are, how they're feeling, how is that information then used?
Yes, so with the data, we can, first of all, understand more about migraine in children, because the research there is quite limited at the moment. So we can help, on the one hand, researchers, but on the other hand, we can use this data to understand what would best benefit the individual child. So if a child struggles, for example, not only with the pain symptoms, but also with a lot of anxiety, or maybe another child with stress, then we can provide them with the relevant coping strategies for this individual child.
Tell me a little bit, Cornelius, about the two of your backgrounds.
Sure. So I think the main important background is Nicola and me. We both have been, and Nicola still is, pain patients as children until Nicola's case now. So Nicola is actually a migraine patient, and I have been suffering from abdominal pain for more than 5 years. Other backgrounds are that we have done our master's in entrepreneurship at the Cambridge Judge Business School and are now studying healthcare and design in London.
So you've got that personal connection, Nicola, having lived with migraine as a child. Were you, as a youngster, did you have it?
Exactly. For me, it started with actually abdominal pain when I was about 4 years, so in kindergarten. And the reason this is interesting, because migraine symptoms in children are very often stomach pain and nausea instead of the classical headache you might think of. So this is a reason, or one of the reasons, why it's very underdiagnosed. And I realized that myself. So I started with stomach pain, but then it turned into more the typical migraine with head pain when I was a bit older.
We all know people, I think, who struggle with it. And it's very debilitating. You know, when you get a bad migraine, often people can't function at all. Is it something that can be cured, or is it a condition that at this stage can only be treated?
At the moment, there is no specific cure. It varies between boys and girls. So at a very young age, the prevalence is about 50-50 in boys and girls. But then a lot of girls kind of keep the migraine when they grow into adults. A lot of boys might not. So the prevalence is higher in women later on. But in general, for the majority of people with migraine, it's a lifelong condition and there's no direct cure, but there are amazing ways to learn how to deal with the condition And there are many people and charities and organizations who really work on helping people to do so.
And do you think that the work you're doing with children will also help inform better ways of treating adults?
Well, yes, because we can set in early and teach children how to cope with their condition early on. So we can help, or hopefully we can help, we hope to at least reduce and the challenges they face also as adults.
If people are listening to this and they have youngsters who suffer with this condition, migraine, how can they get involved?
Well, at the moment, it's limited to the people that reach out to us. So we're happy to hear from everyone who suffers from migraine or who knows a child or a young person suffering from migraine, because we really would like their feedback. We would like to share our story and our web prototype and really understand what we have to change to make the app the best possible.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give out all the details of how people can find information about you and how they can get in touch. We'll play some music and then straight after the next song, we'll give out all the details. And thank you both, Nicola and Cornelius. I think it sounds like a fantastic idea, a great business opportunity and something that will make a difference. So all the very best to both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.